She just bleached her asshole, and I get bleach on my t-shirt. I'ma feel like an asshole. I was high when I met her. We was down at Tribeca. She get under your skin if you let her. She get under your skin if you, I don't even wanna talk about it. I don't even wanna talk about it. I don't even wanna say nothing. Everybody gon' say something. I'll be worried if they say nothing. Remind me where I know you from. She looking like she owe you something. You know just what we want.
I wanna wake up with you in my life. You're so full and more.
Didn't do that much wrong, still ran away though for the laugh, just for the laugh. And please just stop talking, cause they won't find us if you do. Oh, those silly boys in blue. Well, they won't catch me and you. Have you been drinking, son? You don't look old enough to me. I'm sorry, officer, is there a certain age you're supposed to be? Cause nobody told me. And up rolls the riot van, and these lads just wind the coppers up. They ask why they don't catch proper crooks. They get their address and their names took. But they couldn't care less. Him in, and there was no way he could win. Just had to take it on the chin.
I don't wanna stand swinging. How's it going? You're listening to Cool Like the Head. WMFO Medford 91.5 FM. Tufts Freeform Radio. It's 11:08. We're kicking some tunes for y'all right now. I'm one of your hosts, Bobby Familiar.
I'm Jonathan Carbone. I'll be here till midnight. You're listening to One Tune right now.
No, man, all bitches are the same, just like my hoes, you know. I keep them broke. Wake up one morning with some money, the subject to go crazy, you know. I keep them looking good, pretty, and all that, you know, but no dough. When I get a bitch, I got a bitch.
Right on.
Word up. Got motherfucking brother wise. You know what I'm saying? Teaching the uncivilized. Yeah, running the streets, know it's deep. Word up, check his technique, yeah. I be Ghostface, flipping a marvelous track, yeah. You know the steelo, but yo, yo, check the banging the sounds that I invent. Fake niggas who try to flex hard came and went. They couldn't match up with the fly nigga with his back against the wall. Heads clock once I came in the door. I played the speaker, sipping a Kahlua. Saw this bad bitch with a switch, and yo, I had to step to it in a manner. And rather wish the current was warm. When I had reached her, I looked and knew the shit was on. Peace, excuse me, allow to introduce myself. You want the man, and honey, you've been rated top shelf. Yo, what's your name, hun? Hair wrapped up in a bun. Your eyes sparkle just like glass in the sun. Never diss him. It's hard for a nigga just to miss him. Especially when you're browsing, going fishing. Your waistline banging like a baseline. Physical form is well complex. And yo, I love your outline, boo. Your whole body is wild. With your rugged profile, enough to make a hard rock smile. You can't strike out. Tell me what can really go wrong. You're rocking labels. Tommy Hill, down at Claiborne. Show me some love, hun. Show me some love, boo. Show me the vibe and I'll be more than glad to shoot it through. Hey, yo, peep it. I know you love Victoria's Secret and loving all the marvelous slang on how I freaked it. Plus, you're the type to make a nigga crash. Far from trash. Your flesh is way softer than a baby's ass. Your body lotion is the potion. This shit got me open like dust. And yo, your steel is top potent. Yo, we can go the distance. I'll put you under wings. From this convo, we can spark and see whatever brings. I walk the hot Arabian desert barefooted. I grab your hand, you grab my joint and knew where to put it. Word up, yo, straight up and down, yo. Check the joint, baby. It be the Wu-Tang production. Yeah, yeah, and all types of shit. And brothers catching repercussions, yo. Straight up.
You're listening to 91.5 Cool Like the Head. That was Raekwon and Ghostface with somebody. We got Luke on the air right now.
Yeah, we got a special guest here tonight. All right, Luke, say some words. Say some words, Luke. Yeah.
What up, buddy?
Oh, preach, man.
Yeah. Luke's a twisted motherfucker.
He's a real sketchy kind of guy.
He just breathes real fast. Sounds good.
All right.
He's doing well. He's healthy. He's got a wet nose. All over the mic.
A real wet nose. Yeah. That's how you know
Bobby's
he's healthy.
Bobby's got a wet nose, too. He was diseased.
You were just listening to Raekwon, Wisdom Body, like Jonathan said. Jonathan and I were just watching an interesting series of vignettes.
Some of them were real bad. Some of them were pretty good, actually.
ABCs of Death.
Two,
the second one.
You might have seen the first one.
Yeah, you should watch the first one or else you won't know what's happening.
I haven't seen that one, but
no, we didn't watch
this
that.
One was kind of, it had its moments, but at times it was pretty bad.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
It's, you get a new director each time, so it's like, hey.
Each vignette is done by a different director each time, 26 directors, one for each letter of the alphabet.
Yeah.
Started off with A's for amateur, bad.
That was
bad.
That was not. The dude's just crawling through some air vents. It's kind of like the assassin type dude.
Yeah, hits like one spiky part of the air vent, starts bleeding, and then out of nowhere, dude's just as messed up as he can possibly be. Vomiting. Absolutely vomiting. Blood everywhere.
Yeah. It's after that, there was kind of some lame, like, nature show gone wrong. And this
B is for badger, yeah.
Some nuclear, like, mutated badgers.
Yeah.
I liked...
Interesting.
The next one had a very graphic beheading scene. I'll give it that. The rest of it, real low production quality, but...
Yeah, C is for corporal punishment.
This dude's got his head on a stump. And these guys are... He's accused of a crime he didn't commit, and...
Yeah, they're like old town, you know, village style. Priest is there.
Gives him a little...
We're going to execute you. We're not getting the regular police involved. Take you out to the middle of the woods. Put a stump on the ground and take it. Jonathan and I, when we saw the guy going for, you know, like a regular log cutting axe, we're like, no way.
No way he's getting through. If
no
he gets
way
through,
he's
one,
through
cut,
one hit.
I'm turning this off.
Yeah, exactly. But that was the best directing choice of that. That took, you know, 5-6 swings.
Kinda, and also, he doesn't exactly hit right on the neck, you know.
Yeah,
he gets in the back, the side, the back, the face, kinda. And he's got flesh kind of hanging off the side of his face, and he's still alive, kind of like...
Yeah, so good directing choice there, definitely, yeah, but the rest of it was shit. And then...
The next one was my favorite, actually.
Yeah.
I don't remember the name of the director.
D is for D. Louse. It was Robert Thacker or something like that.
I liked that it was kind of like claymation or something. This one dude's kind of just sitting on this bed, tied up, stretched out, and these dudes got these cockroaches crawling over their faces.
Yeah, and like screws sticking out of their faces.
They just don't care about the cockroaches. They're kind of just like, there's no words, just
like,
and then like, and they kind of just hook this thing up into his brain, sucking his brains out, and they're going to eat it or something. And this bug kind of like starts to consume him.
Yeah, it crawls out of the floor.
It's kind of sucking on his little fingers, you know, his little baby.
Yeah, and it starts sucking up his arm. And the dude, he pops out of his own brain as a younger version of himself. And as the giant bug is eating his arm, his arm is turning to ash and it turns into a knife.
What was the thing it said? You gotta...
Oh, yeah, that was the only words. It was like, you got to pay for life or something. Yeah. You got to pay for my life.
Yeah.
And then he goes and decapitates the dudes that were tying him up and stealing his brain juices, his cerebral spinal fluids. Yeah, and then he stuffs the heads.
Up this ant's butt. And it's got, like, this cavernous butthole.
It's got another dimension in its butt.
And it's kind of got a panda bear in there.
With human teeth. Yeah. And then he gets his own head stuck in there, but he manages to get his head out of the ant butt, but his neck gets extended, so that was kind of a bummer for him. And then, then the ant eats his head, and his head turns to ash, and one of the decapitated dudes comes back with no head on and, like, stomps on his head and breaks it, and then the ant turns back into a little cockroach, because it was like a giant ant, you know?
Yeah, but it was good, though. It was very, like...
I guess it's a louse.
Yeah, it was a D louse.
Louse.
That's right, yeah. I didn't put that together. Yeah, it was good.
right, this next song is for Ashley Guzman. Happy birthday, girl.
Hey! You seated? I want you to remember that no bastard ever won a war by dying for his country. He won it by making the other poor dumb bastard die for his country. Men, all this stuff you've heard about America not wanting to fight, wanting to stay out of the war, is a lot of horse dung. Americans traditionally love to fight. All real Americans love the sting of battle. When you were kids, you all admired the champion marble shooter, the fastest runner, big league ball players, the toughest boxers. Americans love a winner and will not tolerate a loser. Americans play to win all the time. I wouldn't give a hoot in hell for a man who lost and laughed. That's why Americans have never lost and will never lose a war. Because the very thought of losing is hateful to Americans. Now, an army is a team. It lives, eats, sleeps, fights as a team. This individuality stuff is a bunch of crap. The bilious bastards who wrote that stuff about individuality for the Saturday Evening Post don't know anything more about real battle than they do about fornicating. Now, we have the finest food and equipment, the best spirit, and the best men in the world. You know, my God, I actually pity those poor bastards we're going up against. By God, I do. We're not just going to shoot the bastards. We're going to cut out their living guts and use them to grease the treads of our tanks. Now, some of you boys, I know, are wondering whether or not
generals gathered in their masses, just like witches at black masses. Evil minds that plot destruction, sorcerer of death's construction. In the fields of bodies burning, as the war machine keeps turning. Death and hatred to mankind, poisoning their brainwashed minds. Oh, Lord, yeah. We'll be right back.
in darkness, world stops turning. Ashes where the body's burning. No more war pigs have the power. And as God has struck the hour, day of judgment, God is calling. On the knees, the war pigs crawling. Begging mercies for the sins. Satan laughing spreads his wings. Oh, Lord, yeah.
You're still listening. Cool like the head. Yeah, God bless Cool Like the Head. You are listening to Cool Like the Head. It's real cool up in here. I'm Bobby Familiar.
And I'm Jonathan Carbutt. We got the AC on right now. It's cool in here.
Yeah, it's cool and Luke's cooling in here. Luke's He's down chilling. There. He's chilling, man. He's chilling. He doesn't want to come on and talk to you guys anymore.
Yeah, he got some shit out earlier. Anyway, yeah, you were listening to General Patton.
Yeah, salute your general.
We got a flag in here. You yeah, better be saluting yours.
A couple flags in here. They don't look American though.
Yeah. We got the Death Star in here over there.
Oh my God. All right, Jonathan. You said you had some stuff you needed to talk to me about.
Yeah. I don't know. I guess I don't really have anything to talk about, but. I don't know. I feel kind of sad. Everyone's going abroad now. Everyone's going to these other countries. I'm kind of just chilling here. I'm doing boring shit.
That's what you wanted to talk about, Jonathan?
That's not what I wanted to talk about, but it's just what I'm thinking about right now.
That's what you're thinking about right now?
I'm thinking about going maybe...
What do you think?
What do you think about...
I'm going to walk out of the studio.
What do you think about going on like a study abroad killing spree with me, man? I'm kidding. Get some new perspective, you know.
Yeah, okay. Don't say that on the radio, man.
I don't know what you're talking. I didn't say anything.
Yeah, I don't know what. Okay. You like the head. You know what you're in for. Come on.
It's 11. Yeah, usually, it's 11:37. We're used to the 3 a.m. slot.
Yeah, we're used to a late time slot. All y'all are too awake and too sober for this right now.
Anyone who's listening, what's up?
Yeah. Yo, you can reach us 855-915-WMFO. That's 855-915-9636.
Once again, that's 855-915.
They got it, Jonathan.
WMFO. You know, in case you can't. I can't remember the numbers.
You can't remember the numbers?
I'm the...
Stupid. I did a psych study today. Made $10, pretty nice. Yeah. At one point in it, they were just having me do. They were trying to get me stressed out, so they were just like, "What's 4,763 minus 19?" And you'd have to do that, and I had to do like 20 problems like that. And then once I did that, they're like, "Okay, now spit into this jar." And I had to do that 3 times too. Like they'd have me do different. I watched an episode of The Office, spit into the jar. I had to memorize a whole bunch of words in Swahili, spit in the jar.
In the same jar? It's just like a bucket of
different,
spit?
No, differentiated the spit. They had like a little straw, and my mouth was kind of dry, so I was like, trying to get the spit in there. It was actually kind of difficult. But yeah, I learned some like 40 words in Swahili. And I learned them yesterday, and I had to take the test today. So, like, I walk into a bar, right, and I'm like, "Hey, man, hook me up with one of those pombes." Yeah, that means beer.
That's one word.
That means beer. Pombe. I don't know pombe. How to do sentences, man. I learned 40 words.
Just make it up. You could have just been like, "Pombe, I'll call him a day. Pombe. That's all you gotta know. That's a good word to know in Swahili.
Pombe. Beer.
Pombe. Oh, we got a caller.
Oh, we got a caller. Maybe a Swahilian.
Maybe someone is upset and knows how to speak Swahili.
Hello. You're on Cool Like the Head. You gotta turn the radio down at your own place.
How could I possibly do that?
Alright, how's it going?
Who's this?
Going pretty good. How are you doing?
Who is this?
Sam.
It sounds like a different voice now. I feel like we got
Hold on.
Using a voice modulator.
Oh, is this? This
makes
is.
Makes me
sound
like an alien elephant.
Yeah.
All right, Sam, you coming in?
Am I coming in?
All right, so Sam's been a long time guest before.
Am I coming into the show, you're saying?
No, you're not coming into the show. You're on the air, stupid. You called. What's going on?
You want to speak any Swahili?
I'm hearing this radio show from like three different places. Someone's playing it out of his piano and his speakers.
This sounds like spam. I feel like we're getting a spam call right now. Like a virus is coming into the station.
I feel like this sounds like Cool Like the Head on a loop.
Yeah, I hung up on them.
Good.
That was Sam. He's been on the show before.
Yeah, he wasn't making a lot of sense.
He was not making a lot of sense.
Sorry, man.
He wasn't with it. He was, his head was a little too hot.
Chicken head. Chicken ass, motherfucker.
Hey, Jonathan, it's only 11:40, man. The FCC doesn't go to sleep till midnight.
Yeah.
All right, so in the background, we got Paul Desmond kicking it, take 10.
Now we're back on to Grover Washington.
Oh,
Jr.
We're back to Grover Washington.
Hydra.
All right, we were listening to take 10, Paul Desmond, which is a... It's like a variation of Brubeck's Take 5.
Yeah.
For you jazz heads.
We're going to bring you into something else right now, though. Give me a feed.
All right, check this out.
Lips now, babe. Yeah.
You're listening to WMFO in Medford 91.5
FM.
We got a request from, we got an international listenership tonight.
Yeah, still all Western Hemisphere, but around the globe, definitely.
Shout out to Ben English, wherever you are.
Big
man.
Ben in Guatemala. Well, we know where he is, man. He's in Guatemala.
I don't know where. I don't really know Guatemala that well, but...
It's in Central America. I know that.
Yeah, it's down there.
I think the U.S. was involved in a couple revolutions. Not 100% sure about that.
Yeah, I'm not really... My Central American history is poor.
It's kind of washed over.
Yeah, they didn't teach me that
in
school.
Yeah, it's just like a couple little like tiny countries like to ignore. That don't really matter, right?
Oh, okay.
No,
man.
I'm saying from American education perspective, you know, obviously they matter because, you know, people live there, man.
We messed up down there, and, you know, we like to ignore that stuff.
Yeah, good coffee, I bet, right?
Yeah, good coffee. Guatemalan coffee sounds good. I feel like that's like something, an advertising technique.
Probably not, you know, not as good as Colombian. I feel like Colombian coffee is better.
Ethiopian.
Brand.
I feel like I've been seeing.
Well, that's
a lot
all the
of
way
that.
In Africa, but yeah, the Ethiopian Harar is my number one, man.
Yeah, I go to the Ethiopians for coffee. I go to Japanese for green tea. They got great green tea. Yeah. But ever since the earthquake, I've been a little nervous. The tea leaves getting contaminated, possibly. I don't know.
Oh,
anyway.
Interesting. That counts as our PSA for anyone
PSA.
Interested.
Don't not drink Japanese green tea, but be aware.
Be aware.
Anyway, we got The Way
Educate
You Look
yourself.
Tonight, Frank Sinatra.
Yeah, this goes out to
for Ben.
Yeah, this one goes out to you, Ben.
Someday, when I'm awfully low, when the world is cold, I will feel a glow just thinking of you and the way you look tonight. Yes, your love. With your smile so warm and your cheeks so soft, there is nothing for me but to love you and the way you look tonight. With each word your tenderness grows, tearing my fear apart. And that laugh wrinkles your nose, touches my foolish heart. Lovely, never change. Keep that breathless charm. Won't you please arrange it? 'Cause I love you just the way you look tonight. Touches my foolish heart. Lovely, don't you ever change. Keep that breathless charm. Won't you please arrange it? 'Cause I love you just the way you look tonight. Hmm. Hmm. just the way you look tonight.
やめろ。
Inside my poster box, something ruthless.
99 problems all gone in that one joint, and that gold froze like he held it at gunpoint. I'm a bubble in the belly of the monster, with a duffel full of troubles, trunk rattle with a Mazda, ragged with the Contra, phantom of the opera, and I'm standing on a cop's truck, stacking for the long run, and bags packed roadside with the thumb out, toe tag, don't gag, spit your gum out. Nomadic chrome grabbing when it's danger. I'm a manger born puppy holding flight like a hanging dude. Knife to the trachea, spit, scabies in bed. The label don't like me, but they pay me a grip. And you see how his day going by the state of his wrist. Got niggas busy play-doing, bet the banker came swinging like, what the fuck you saying? All that aiming and miss. Like, I'ma fuck the freckles off your bitch.
Face, bitch. We can do this shit all night. I fuck the freckles off your face, bitch.
You know me, drugs out front, the telly, I'm couch drunk, ready to fuck. Count Fetty and Bucks, pack loud as that slap, cross the belly, what's up? Fuck, nigga, what's up? I'm at the deli, scheming on a Fanta and a Camel Crush. Screaming saddle up, like fuck his beat, get your cattle cut. Pansy, if the fans only local, why them flights transatlantic up? The rice and the patties cooked, nice for the chance. Little teeth with the goals bright, the light switches mad at us. Snapchat and panty clad baddies, I'm a bachelor. I'm high and polite, cause police is in back of us, right? With the same hand I smack them up with. Stretching out the 15 I had initially. Icky thumb, sticky cush, lit up in a rental Jeep.
We can do this shit all night. I fuck the freckles off your face, bitch. We can do this shit all night. I fuck the freckles off your face, bitch.
You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. This is Cool Like the Head. I'm Bobby Familiar.
I'm Jonathan Cowboy.
All right, it's 11:53. We're nearing the end of our scheduled programming tonight. About to push y'all into Friday. Yeah. Beautiful Friday morning.
It's nice. We got Thursday now. We've never been on Thursday.
Never really been on Thursday. Always Thursday night. All right. We got a song coming up. It's a deep track. Cool Like the Head. Deep,
you know who
deep
you are.
Track. You know who you are if you know what we're
if
about
you've been
to play.
If you've been since listening since the beginning, you know.
All right. Y'all got to blast off. Good night, babies.
Turn this up.
She packed my bags last night. Pre-flight. 0 hour. 9 a.m. And I'm gonna be high as a kite by then. I miss the earth so much. I miss my wife. It's lonely out in space. such a timeless flight. Cold as hell, and there's no one there to raise them. If you did, and all the science I don't understand, it's just my job 5 days.
Yo, this is Ghostface. You're listening to WMFO Medford 91.5. Y'all know what it is, one.
Someday a friend may offer you a chance to visit the other side of a dream. Your ticket is a little packet of white powder called heroin. But every packet of heroin is different. You don't know what's getting into you. Some doses are so strong they kill. Heroin is so vicious that the criminals who make the big money in heroin don't use it. They know a lot of reasons why heroin is very, very dumb. Maybe that's why they call it dope.
Pop quiz. Which is more dangerous, alcohol or marijuana? Study after study, the science shows that alcohol causes much more harm to the user and to society than marijuana. So why do colleges punish students more harshly for getting caught with cannabis? Join Students for Sensible Drug Policy and give your college administrators a simple pharmacology 101 lesson. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out if there's a chapter at your school or how to start one.
Good evening, everybody. My name is Sean. You're listening to Couch Medicine. My esteemed guests and partner are on their way into the studio doing their ceremonial march. Watch them go. Coming into the studio. They should be there. Yeah. So I have a lot of friends here in the studio tonight. So you know my esteemed friend and co-host.
Hello.
Yeah, that's Claire. And we have some trainees here because they want to be DJs one day, and I'm going to help them see that
as
through.
As everyone should.
They need to get to their mics. I mean, come on, come on. Get it together. This is on